Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. I'm your host, Randall Lyons, and in today's episode, we'll explore the question, is January 1st a good time to quit? Please support the free resources like this podcast and video that we produce here at the Sober Shaman by hitting the little like button, subscribing, and leaving a comment or review on whichever platform you're using. It's greatly appreciated. And now, today's episode. Welcome to this edition of the Sober Shaman. In today's episode, we're going to be going over another new year. Happy New Year to you. Is January a good time to quit? What's the same? What's different? And that question that I started with, I get asked all the time, Randy, is it a good time to use January 1st as my sobriety date? I don't know. It really does depend. And one of the things we have to look at is what's different and what's the same. And while I have plenty to say about the pros and cons of quitting on January 1st, I'm going to be approaching this question this time around from a more personal angle because this year I'm conducting my own experiment, meaning I'm picking the date to quit a thing. Specifically, I've handed in my resignation and will not be renewing a contract that's provided financial security for the last few years. Now what? The old reliable voice of fear says, hey, you tried this before and it didn't go so well. I don't think this is a good idea. You better try and get that gig back. You know, beg, present some new facts, manipulate. You know, let's return back to the arms of safety. I'll help you. That was my voice of fear. You have your own voice and you know what yours sounds like, but it says the same basic content. So this question now comes up, the familiar and the safe. So why would I choose to stay the same and pick what's familiar when I know it's not healthy, especially when I know that the option of going for it and moving forward is the right thing to do? Well, the unknown is scary. So believe it or not, the voice of fear makes a lot of sense. It provides practical advice that overrides those nagging intangibles like hope and faith and possibility, even in the face of an obvious chance to change for the better. So, unfortunately, this kind of practicality can also serve as the cement that solidifies a cycle of addiction into perpetual incarnations. So here we are. What's better, really? A cycle of safety and familiarity or jumping into the unknown and creative possibility? I ask this question, what's different and what's the same? Because chances are, if we are picking January 1st as our date of change, there's a pretty darn good chance that we've tried this before. And if we've tried it before and we're doing it again, that means that we weren't successful that last time or maybe even times, right? So first thing we got to do is acknowledge the past, those attempts. We have to put all our cards on the table exactly where we are now. What are we dealing with here in terms of our prior failures, whether they're perceived or objective? because don't set up your January 1st quitting plans thinking that this time willpower is going to overpower the voice of fear. That's a nightmare doomed for collapse in one form or another. It's probably what you tried and failed before, and it's one reason that I like to call the me versus me scenario, because that's my willpower and my fear. Me against me. Ugh. That's nothing but struggle. It's exhausting. And chances are, this is one of the answers to the question, what's the same? So, let's set up a different plan and one more likely to meet with success. If you're quitting, here's a map of the territory. I start with the model that's worked for the last couple of decades with myself and my clients, and it's also the one I use in the Sober Shaman's Path of Recovery. Link below. This model is based on the first of my three principles for dealing with addiction, which states, addiction affects the whole person, mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. It's pretty simple. Each one of these four aspects of the whole person has its own perspective on the situation. It speaks its own language to describe the issue, and it's going to employ its own brand of medicine to deal with the imbalances. So with that in mind, let's apply them to our January 1st quitting. Here's a checklist of the four medicines and how we're going to use them to support success. The four medicines, and I'll put up a chart here, correspond to the four aspects. Like I said, each aspect has its own language, its own medicine, and its own perspective on how what's exactly happening. So the medicine that we're going to employ for the mental aspect is awareness. The medicine that we employ for the spiritual aspect is experience. The medicine for the emotional aspect is connection. And the medicine for our physical is practice. Let's go through each one of these one by one, starting with the mental. It's not complicated. People try to change for two reasons: to get more pleasure, to get less pain. That's it. That's it. Get more pleasure, receive less pain. So taking inventory of this January 1st quitting, what new awareness, the medicine and the mental, what new awareness do you have around the pain? And what is the new perceived pleasure that you're going to get by the quitting? The new awareness is applied in that way. Look at it around the pain. Look at it around your perceived pleasure that you're going to get. So here's some action items to take it into reality for you for the next steps. And to answer, what methods are you going to employ to get this new awareness? Some of them can be traditional therapy, counseling or coaching, meditation, groups specific to your situation, your own investigation through reading, podcasts, courses, programs, asking spirit, such as through the shamanic journey, link below if you want to learn how to do that, or traditional or individual rituals in relationship to your helping spirits. How do you get answers from your spirits, basically? Go ask them. Asking nature, how do you do that? Spending quiet time alone and receiving answers again. You can find more resources below. But those would be ways to receive the medicine of awareness for the mental aspect. Let's move into the next aspect, which is the spiritual. And to keep things simple, I like to say that what we believe is the primary factor determining our spiritual identity and how our relationship to the divine manifests. Belief, what's our belief? That is going to be the primary factor to describe our relationship to the divine. So belief is also a primary factor in how we approach quitting something. In other words, I guarantee you that belief is going to rear its ugly head in the form of a limiting core belief as soon as you try quitting your thing. And the more deeply this habit, this pattern, this cycle is ingrained in your life, the deeper these beliefs will be. You're going to run smack into them. So in order to change that belief, I am saying, you need a new experience to change an old belief. You need a new experience to change an old belief. Experience is the medicine for the spiritual. That's why. So let's put this into action. How will you provide yourself with new experiences that validate your new beliefs? You quit. You're going to start employing a new belief and a system of new beliefs, and you're going to strengthen them. And how will you gather new experiences that shatter your old limiting core beliefs and show you that they're incorrect? So whether religious or spiritual, atheist or animist, be clear about your beliefs and use them to your advantage. The medicine of experience will always affect your beliefs, whether it validates and strengthens them or shatters them apart to reveal new truths. These can look like all of these suggestions above under receiving new awareness. They will also provide you new experience. And these are two different muscles. Gathering awareness, that's the mental. And it provides you with an experience. It's a different kind of knowing. It's different than intellectual knowledge. It's a little more stuck to the bones, or maybe from the bones in that kind of knowing. So all of those ways, you could do a pilgrimage to a sacred place. That sacred place could be sacred just to you. For example, maybe it's the house that you grew up in, or the place where something happened, and you're going to revisit it and change the beliefs that are embedded in you, that are attached to the reason why you're quitting that thing. Maybe there are new ways of praying that you can introduce to your life, or maybe reintroduce old ways of praying that will now be new and alive for you at this time. Moving into the third aspect, the emotional. So once you've got your methods for gaining awareness and exploring beliefs, let's take it up a notch by connecting with others who have kindred goals. Your action items. Who are going to be your connections? What interests you, and where will these connections take place? Now, we don't necessarily need to just sit and talk about them. they can be put into action here now. In other words, if your interests lie in movement, you may find that you're able to talk about quitting with somebody who you run with. Maybe that's the topic conversation while you're running around the lake, so to speak. Maybe you have connections to food, nourishment over a meal. Maybe you have creative outlets. And I love employing these in all different kinds of ways, whether it's writing, singing, playing music, dancing. Again, your creative outlets can be a way to connect with others that allow you this kind of medicine that speaks this kind of language to help you do that quitting that you're going to follow through on this new year. And then the fourth and final aspect is the physical. And the medicine for the physical is practice. A practice is something you do every day, regardless of whether you feel like it or not. You just do it. Chop wood, carry water, day in, day out. Wash, rinse, repeat, just do it. Fill in your statement of choice here. Now, this is where willpower is employed. And we work the muscle of self-discipline, but it's different than just willpower. We now have the three new medicines of awareness, experience, and connection supporting this willpower. And in addition, we've got a little something up our sleeve. We've got this. We are not setting up willpower against the quitting. Again, that's that me against me thing, right? We're not doing that. Instead, we're setting up willpower for doing the next right thing. We start with the smallest steps. We want to pile up little wins. We don't want to tackle a buffalo every day, or you'll eventually get trampled. And this is what usually happens when people fall off the wagon, blame it on weakness and flimsy willpower, and quit the quitting. No, little wins. We're not setting it up against willpower against the thing. No, willpower to just do the next right little thing. What does this look like? Here we go. It could be a gratitude list. You make it the end of the day. This provides a sense of accomplishment. Or you could do it at the beginning of each day as an acknowledgement of your capacity to move through this day with the ability and the opportunity to change for the better. There's so much written about what happens when we flip into gratitude from wherever we were before, whatever we were thinking about. The physiological changes are measurable. To science and our crude instrumentations, we can see that by being truly grateful, we change. This is a big deal. Then this gratitude allows you to touch others in ways that you would not have otherwise done. Relationships. So how does not doing your thing change the way you interact with others? We could talk about that one statement right there for a whole podcast, right? Relationships. How does not doing your thing change the way you now are going to interact with others? Bring your new awareness to these new interactions. Receive the new experiences. Strengthen these new connections. What do you do now instead of doing the thing that you quit. Big medicine. All of this creates the muscle of repetition. And whether you look at what this practice and repetition does to you with a brain scan offering evidence of new neural pathways, or how the experience solidifies your belief and your spirituality, or how the connections enrich your life, it's big medicine. Take note. What's different about all of this compared to the last time you quit? Really stop and take note. Employing these four medicines, set it up. How is this different from when the last time you did it? So whether you're quitting a substance, a behavior, or just the comfort of the familiar, like me with my financial security, all four medicines apply. Addiction affects the whole person, mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Regardless of your drug or action of choice, religious or spiritual beliefs, skin color, culture, identity, sexual orientation or financial and or societal situation, every aspect of your whole person has been affected by whatever it is you've decided to quit. The flip side is also true. Quitting will affect all four aspects. So, finally, in preparation for your January 1st decision, let me ask you this. Do you have all four aspects of your whole person covered? If not, what's missing? What's the same as last time? And again, what's different? How can you use this new information to your advantage? Now, let me ask you, is quitting on January 1st a good idea? Because I don't know for you. It depends. What I do know is that a hard thing is going to be a hard thing no matter when you do it. And what else I know is that we can stack the odds to be tilted into our favor. We can make the hard thing a bit easier. And who knows, maybe it will even be fun when we pile up the little wins and have the support of those four medicines ready and available to support us. So how about you? Are you quitting something this January 1st? What is it? How's your checklist looking? If you'd like ideas, you can find some resources in the links below. And no matter what path or approach you take, don't leave out any aspect of the whole person. They all constitute you. And they all have the capacity to help you break unhelpful cycles and find a new, more supportive version of familiar. So until next time, send me any questions you have, any comments. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.